Good morning. Today we have a follow-up question on last time's halacha. Last time we saw that when somebody has a Rav who is his Rebbe Mufak, which the Shulchan Aruch defined as knowing the majority of your Torah education, the majority of your Torah knowledge from that Rav, that has a lot of halachas and requires the student to be mechabed, show many forms of respect to that Rebbe. So that is talking about, as we defined it, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that you know the majority of your Torah knowledge from that Rav. And the Rama says specifically it has to be halacha and iyun, but not peel pull. We do not clearly define what is what. But in any case, our question today is, are there other gedolim, rabbanim, that will fall under the category like a Rebbe Mufak, that even if you didn't learn the majority of your Torah from that Rav, nonetheless, you still have to show the various forms of kavod as required by the Shulchan Aruch, as we discussed last time, that you're not allowed to greet him in a less formal way, you're not allowed to daven in front of him, in back of him, take your tefillin off right next to him. You really have to treat him as an eved. It actually says it in the Shulchan Aruch, as an eved would treat his master, so too a Talmud has to treat his Rebbe Mufak. Now, how about if it's not strictly speaking that definition of Rebbe Mufak, that you know the majority of your Torah, halacha, iyun from that Rav, but he is a great Rav. So we're going to have two questions in this regard. Number one is, what if you have a person who is a great Talmud Chacham, a huge, well-known Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Hador, or maybe close to the Gadol Hador? That's going to be today's question. The next time we'll talk about if there's a Rav of the city, for example, the Rav of a neighborhood, even though you haven't learned the majority of your Torah from that Rav, would you still have to treat that Rav with the respects dictated by the Shulchan Aruch for somebody who is the Rav Mufak? So that is our question. Question number one, we're going to address today. Question number two, Mirz Hashem, next time. So we're going to start in the Shulchan Aruch. We're in Hilchos Kavod, Talmid Chacham. It is Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Dalin, and we're in Seif Tes. And it says that if you see a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, but we're not talking about the greatest Talmud Chacham, somebody who is well regarded as a Torah sage, over, and he's passing in front of you, you don't have to stand up immediately, but rather you can wait until he's within four amos of you, and that is when you have to stand. And V'kevan Sha'avram Elafan of Yosef, and as soon as he passes by, you don't have to continue standing, you can sit down immediately. On the other hand, when we're talking about somebody's Rebbe Mufak, you know the majority of your Torah knowledge from that individual, you have to stand up, obviously, but it's stricter, a stricter standard. When do you have to stand and when can you sit? When it comes to when do you have to stand, as soon as you see him, even from the distance, you have to stand up, and you don't sit down until you can no longer see him or until he himself sits. So if he went to his place and sat down, then you can sit down even though you can see him. But if that's not the case, he's continuing to walk down the street, you have to stay standing. So there we have it when it comes to a chacham. Within four amos, stand up, then you can sit down immediately when he passes. But for one's Rebbe Mufak, the standard is much stronger, much higher when it comes to standing and sitting as well. Now in the next halacha, in Seif Yud, Shulchan Aruch continues and says, Imhu Muflag Bechachma, if we're talking about somebody who is a great Talmud Chacham, not your Rebbe Mufak, and not a regular Chacham, but somebody who is well regarded, Muflag b'chachma, it's a tremendous amount of Torah knowledge. Afilu eino rabo, dino kirabo muvak. Even if he is not your Rebbe Mufak, you have not learned the majority of your Torah knowledge from that individual, but he is acknowledged as a tremendous Talmud Chacham, it would say have the same halacha vis-a-vis the Rebbe Mufak. Now, strictly speaking, the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about standing and sitting, because that's the context here. The Rama happens to mention here, Mishu Gadol Hador, Umefursam Bedora Bekach Nikra Muklak Bechomach. So the person who is the Gadol Hador, who knows, everyone knows he's the Gadol Hador, Rav Chaim Kanievsky passed away recently, but we would say somebody of that stature, that's clearly we're going to have to treat that person with kavod as if we learn the majority of our Torah knowledge from that individual, and we have to show all the ways of kavod to that person. So based on the language of the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rama necessarily, but the Shulchan Aruch, he says somebody who's muflag b'chachma, well regarded as a tremendous Torah sage, that is somebody that we would have to treat as a Rebbe Muvhak. Certainly when it comes to the standing and sitting, having the stricter standards of standing right when you see the person, even from the distance, and standing from that, even when you the person has passed by, that would be not only Rebbe Muvhak, but also somebody who is Muflag B'chokhmah, certainly when it's somebody who is the Gadol Ador. Now, interestingly, the Minhag Yishal Torah brings that Rabbeinu Keretz brings the halachas as it relates to Kima Vihidor, that even somebody who is not your Rebbe Mufak, but is a Torah sage, a big Talmud Chacham, he says that that the halachas of standing and staying up, not sitting down, that would apply even to somebody who is not a Rebbe Mufak. And the Trumas HaDeshen says that the halacha of not paskening in front of your Rebbe, that's talking about your Rebbe Mufak, that applies as well to the Gadol Hador Nechshav Karaba Muvak, that somebody who is the Gadol Hador, that will apply as well, even though the person is not your Rebbe Muvak. So let me just rephrase that. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Trumas HaDeshen say that we apply the Rebbe Muvak halachas to somebody who is not your Rebbe Muvak, but the person is a Gadol Ador, the Gadol Ador. Rabbeinu Peretz says that applies when it comes to standing. The Trumas HaDeshen says that concept applies, that we're going to ascribe the halachas of Rebbe Mufak to the Gadol Ador. That applies when you're not paskening, the concept of not paskening in front of your Rebbe. That applies also not paskening in front of the Gadol Ador. So that is interesting to see here that some of the poskim are expanding this concept of Rebbe Mufak in at least two areas. Two areas we've seen before when it comes to standing and sitting, and also not poskening in front of your Rebbe. They apply that also to the Gadol Ador. So based on that, the Minhag Yishal Torah says it's not a wild extrapolation to tell us that this could apply in other or maybe all areas as well. When we have the Gadol Ador, we'd have to treat him as our Rebbe Muvak, because if we're already applying it in some areas, standing and not sitting and not being mora halacha b'fnei rabo, we see that this concept of Rebbe Muvak is being applied as well to the Gadol Ador. It could very well be in all areas as well that we have to treat that Gadol Ador as if he's a Rebbe Mufak, which does have many other requirements of kavod. And in fact, the Minhag Yishal Torah brings a number of poskim, amongst them Birk Yosef Shach, that would say it's not only the Gadol Ador that has a din of a Rebbe Mufak, but the Chol Chacham HaMuflag before some Chachmasa. Any Chacham, or anyone who's a big Talmud Chacham, he's known to be a Talmud Chacham greater than the other Chachamim of that generation. So what he's saying is, even if he's not the Gadol Ador, but he's close, he's up there, he's a greater Talmud Chacham than other people who are considered Chachamim, Talmidei Chachamim, but he's greater than them, but not the Gadol Ador, it could very well be that the concept of Rebbe Muvak would apply to that individual, and we'd have to show the various kavods as listed and enumerated in the Shulchan Aruch, that one would have to show to Rebbe Muvak would have to be not only to the Gadol Ador, but somebody who is close, not in the league exactly, even the league below, but greater than other Talmidei Chachamim in the generation. Have a wonderful day.